Side Hustle Show 244, merch by Amazon Marketing. How to drive traffic and sales to your t-shirt designs. What's up? What's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, because you can make progress every day. This week, we're talking about the best side hustle out there right now, and that's according to my guest, Mr. Chris Green. Chris has been a pretty prolific player in the Amazon world, both on the FBA side of things and on the self-publishing side of things, and now on the merch side of things. So if you're not familiar with the Merch by Amazon program yet, it's Amazon's print-on-demand t-shirt arm, although I imagine they'll expand to other product categories soon. But how it works is you upload your t-shirt designs, set your price, and Amazon does the rest. They print the shirts and ship them for you with no minimum order requirements. It's awesome. It's probably the side hustle we're most excited about in our household lately. And so my wife, Bryn, has made over $1,000 so far this year. She's up to the 500 design tier, so there's lots of room to play with inside the account. That's a lot of opportunity to be discovered inside of Amazon's search engine. For a great intro into the Merch by Amazon world, I highly recommend checking out episode 216 of the Side Hustle Show. That one was with Elaine Haney, who made over $50,000 selling merch shirts last year. That episode is all about how to come up with design ideas and some of the tools you can use to create them if you're not a Photoshop whiz. But this episode aims to pick up where we left off with Elaine. So instead of just relying on Amazon's traffic, which can work really well and is pretty much all that we've done so far, some listeners have been asking, okay, what else can I do to proactively market my products? How can I get more customers to see my designs? And that's where Chris comes in. He's been a merch seller from the very beginning and runs one of the largest merch Facebook groups, which you can find at merch.life. So stick around to hear his t-shirt marketing tactics and how you can apply those to your own side hustle. Notes, links, and a free PDF highlight reel summary from this conversation are at sidehustlenation.com/merchmarketing. This edition of the Side Hustle Show is brought to you by SendPro from Pitney Bowes. With SendPro, you're going to save a ton of money on stamps and shipping because of Pitney Bowes' special negotiated rates, and you can quickly and easily compare prices between USPS and other major carriers. Visit pb.com/sidehustle to learn more and try it free for 90 days. After that, you're going to get SendPro for just $5 a month. That's a third of the cost of stamps.com, and that special $5 rate is good for the lifetime of your SendPro subscription, but only when you sign up at pb.com. It's pb like peanut butter.com/sidehustle. I'd also like to thank PayPal for sponsoring the Side Hustle Show this week. I rely on PayPal pretty much every day, so very cool to have them on board. Visit paypal.com/sidehustle to learn about how you can get a $5,000 business loan from PayPal Working Capital to help take your hustle to the next level. Terms and conditions apply. Visit paypal.com/sidehustle for more info. I'll be back with my top takeaways from the chat with Chris after the interview. While most of what we cover is ways to drive sales from outside of Amazon, we actually start with your Amazon listing itself. That's the foundation for discoverability and conversions. Ready? Let's do it.
Amazon wants full listings. They want great looking listings, the titles, the descriptions, the hidden keywords, which, don't get mistaken here, like, there's no hidden keywords in merch yet, maybe in the future. But they're giving us so many ways to make a great product page so that customers can find our things, whether it's in Seller Central or it's in Merch by Amazon, and you need to use all of it. Use the title, use the brand, use the bullet points, use the description. And I know you got the design, you spent all the time on the design, you finally got it ready, and you're like, yes, I want to get it uploaded and go. I was like, yeah, but you still have to stop and take the extra 30 seconds or even a minute, which sounds silly. Take the extra 1 minute to put something in the bullet points in the description to help your item or help your design sell. Put in the keywords and don't keyword spam. You know, everybody's like, well, should I use this? Should I use that? I encourage everybody, and a quick way to do it, go to merchresearch.com. It's going to redirect back to a little search, and you just press the button. Don't put any keywords in. Just press the button. It's going to show you all the Merch by Amazon shirts. And find some great listings. Some listings you're like, yeah, that's a great looking listing. I like the title. I like the bullet points. I can see how they worked all of their keywords into like a readable sentence instead of like a bunch of garbage. Know the difference and try to emulate the good ones, because Amazon, whether they're doing it now or they're going to start doing it, is going to reward the good listings and start punishing the bad listings. And when I say punish, I'm talking about possibly being delisted, being suppressed in search, being throttled. Amazon's not down for a poor customer experience.
So your description is more just of what the design is like, you know, who's it for, what type of person might like to wear this, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So if it's a shirt for men, say it's a men's shirt and it's about hunting, right? Now, there's probably several types of hunter type keywords that you could put in there, but you have to draw the line somewhere, right? Could it be a Father's Day shirt? Well, maybe you're getting a little outside of the target audience by saying this is for hunters, but the hunters, are they going to be men? They're gonna have kids, then therefore they're gonna have Father's Day. Yeah, you're starting to stretch a little bit. But then if you say, well, if it's Father's Day, well, maybe there's Mother's Day. Well, maybe there's Valentine's Day. And it's like, how many days are you gonna stick in there before it looks junky, right? And that's where people got to make a judgment call. And I don't want to say if I'm gonna tell people to be more conservative than aggressive with their keywords. But at some point, there is like some diminishing returns where it looks bad. It doesn't inspire confidence in the buyer. And just because a customer lands on your shirt because looking for a Valentine's Day gift and they're thinking hearts and they're thinking pink and they're thinking these things, and they find your shirt and they click it and they don't buy it anyway, that doesn't help you in Amazon's algorithm to have customers look at your stuff and not buy it. That's telling the computers that this is not what the customers want when they click on it. And they're going to start to stop showing it or show it more infrequently,
Okay.
right? It's like it goes back to the eBay days. It was like, oh, I'm selling DeWalt tools, and I'm going to put Bosch, Makita, and Milwaukee in the title so I get more hits. I'm like, they're not looking for Bosch. They're looking for DeWalt. Just because you get the traffic doesn't mean anything. The wrong traffic will hurt you, right? So think about it that way. Maybe that'll get people's attention.
Fair enough, man. Now, if you have a seller account, could you run paid ads to your shirts and have that connected, or is it kind of just that's a separate system?
It's currently a separate system. I'm sure Amazon would be more than happy to take our money to promote Merch by Amazon listings. So it's not done through Seller Central. It's not done through Sponsored Products, but you are able to promote your Merch by Amazon listings through a separate ad platform called AMS, Amazon Marketing Services, AMS.amazon.com. Have you heard of that?
I've only used it for books so far.
Yeah, I used it for Kindle books like for the past 2 or 3 years, and it's amazing because you can take a Kindle book and say, I want to advertise it against the top 10 Kindle books for this keyword, right? Like you can advertise on an ASIN level, not a keyword or interest level. And it was amazing. But I didn't think of it, and then people started putting the pieces together over the past year. When you're using AMS, you're promoting an item that you have a benefit in when it sells, but you're not actually the seller. Kindle books, you're not the seller. Amazon's a seller. Anybody can promote your Kindle books, but of course, it makes sense for you to promote your Kindle books. Same with CreateSpace. I'm not the seller, but when my CreateSpace books sell, I get a royalty. So I'm like, yeah, I want to promote those. And with merch, it's the same way. Amazon's the seller of record, but we have a financial interest when our shirts sell, so we want to promote those. So you can do that through AMS as well.
Is it similar where you target other keywords, other search? Like for the book ads, like I'm targeting other authors and titles, and I'm making $2 to $3 on a book sale royalty, or $5 or $6 on like a paperback. But it's like the margins are a lot better on this t-shirt thing.
Yeah, the more margin you have, the more money you have to play with, right? So there's three different types of ads in AMS. To get an AMS account, the easiest way is if you're not a seller, is to go to Vendor Express. Just Google Amazon Vendor Express, sign up through Vendor Express, and that's going to give you access to AMS. And if you have trouble with that, actually, I don't want to get into like to the nitty-gritty details on that.
We don't worry about it. We like the nitty-gritty details.
It's just it doesn't translate well to audio, if you know what I mean. But there's some blogs out there. If you just search Vendor Express, Merch by Amazon, AMS, there's gonna be a few blog posts that come up, and they're pretty long, but they walk you through this whole process. So don't be intimidated by it. Once you have your account set up, it's completely free, and then you're kind of off to the races. And AMS has a lot of great videos that explain the different types of ads. So you can think, okay, when would I use this type of ad? When would I use this type of ad? And here's a secret. This just came out. I haven't even posted this in my public group. I posted it in a private group, but it's just so good. Is AMS has a way when you preview an ad, like a landing page ad, where you can put in any products that you want. They want three, but you can always edit it back afterwards. Then you can make an Amazon landing page that only has your products. So it's not like it's your store or it's your ASIN and that's it. If you format the URL correctly, you can have five ASINs on it and have an Amazon landing page. It's on Amazon, none of this off-site stuff, with any five ASINs you want, or any three, or any 12. So if you have 12 shirts about some trending topic, you put them all on one page and you drive your traffic to that. either with Facebook ads or just posting on Facebook, whatever you want to do. It takes the competition away. It takes the ads away. It's ridiculous. It's like so good. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean? Does this actually work? When I stumbled onto this, I was like, no way. I sent it to somebody. Yeah.
This is inside of AMS?
This is within AMS. But okay. I'll tell you another secret. I don't even think you need AMS to do it. It previews through AMS, but the URL that's formatted is just an Amazon link with three URLs at the end. So, or three ASINs at the end. So if you edit those ASINs, they can be books or products or toys or it can be anything.
Okay. And we should specify that the ASIN is your Amazon like product ID.
Right.
So every product on Amazon is going to have a unique ASIN.
Yep. So you take those ASINs and you put them up in that URL. And it said if it was like on my own website, I wouldn't be as excited, but to have an Amazon landing page. And what you would be doing through AMS is driving traffic to that page. So as you make an ad, AMS is going to remember that. But you can change those ASINs outside of AMS and still have a landing page with different ASINs.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So it's not even really a hack. It's simply a URL hack. You're just making a custom Amazon address that sure. pulls in your products, and it gets rid of the competition. So when they search for a product, they find yours, but they also see your competitors. You're like, no, don't buy theirs. Buy mine.
Okay. And do you set up the ads by keyword targeting or by actual product targeting?
You can. There's three different ads. Two of them are going to be by keyword and interest. And it's just so easy when you go in. So you put in the product you want to advertise, and then you can just put in like a search. And it's going to bring up all the items for that search. You can say, yeah, that one, advertise against these. Or you can put in a search term, and they're going to tell you kind of how many, you know, how popular that search is, if it's wide or if it's very narrow. And then the one of them that is, to me, the most exciting one is where you can target by ASIN or target by product.
Okay.
So I'll let the cat out of the bag, right? Like there should be no secret that Eclipse shirts are super hot, right? It's been hot for months. The eclipse is coming up. Once the eclipse is gone, nobody's going to be buying eclipse shirts anymore. This trend has come and it will go. But if you wanted to enter this market with like 60,000 other shirts and you're willing to spend money, you can say, look, I got a great looking eclipse shirt and I want to advertise it against the top selling eclipse shirts. And that's like that steal your competitor's traffic kind of hack.
Yeah.
Where your competitor is driving traffic to their listing, but right under the buy box, you can buy that real estate and say, no. Come over here and buy mine instead.
Yeah, check out my design.
I got a good deal for you. You know, I mean, it's an ethical hack. You know, Amazon will sell you that real estate for a price. And this only works if your shirt is good, it converts, the price is competitive. This is just competition. So it drives people to be better.
You pay per click on that?
Yeah, it's pay per click. So yeah, if it just shows and nobody clicks on it, it doesn't cost you any money.
How's the reporting? Do they give you data on like, you had 10 clicks and one sale and we estimate your average cost of sale. It's similar to the Kindle side of things.
Yeah. It's just like even in sponsored products where you get all this data, like a ton of data that you probably don't even know what it means. You're like, this is a lot of data here. And it helps you kind of dial in, say, well, I'm spending way too much, or I'm getting a lot of clicks here, but it's not resulting in any sales. So you just kind of run those numbers and say, okay, look, I'm spending this much on this listing. I'm making incrementally more sales here. It makes sense. Let's throw more money at this ad, or hey, let's turn this ad off. It's not working. And you just kind of learn as you go. And you don't have to spend a lot of money or let them run for a long time to get the data that you need. But it is so early on this. So I don't want people to think, oh, it's that easy. Everybody's going to do it. The sellers with deep pockets are just going to like bid everything up. No, nobody's doing this. Nobody.
No, this is the first I've heard of it for shirts. Like I've been doing it for books for the last 7 or 8 months. And yeah, it's like profitable traffic for, you know, it kind of keeps your book up in the rankings because you can drive continual sales. It's been really kind of exciting. And you know, hey, I'll gladly trade $1 for $2 or $1 for $1.50 in some cases. And it's like, hey, this is cool. So I got to test it out for some of the t-shirt stuff. We got some designs we're pretty proud of. It's mostly my wife who's making them and say, hey, let's see if this is any good, if it can cut it against the competitor. So that's the AMS stuff. Where else should we go to try and be proactive about driving our own traffic to some of our designs?
I think people are going to find, wait a minute, there are so many opportunities out there because you can sell locally or you can sell anywhere in the world. Now, merch doesn't ship international. I get that, but they will. So you've got customers who aren't local and the customers who are local. There are so many opportunities with fundraisers, with organizations like the Boy Scouts, like schools, like local events, conferences, anywhere where they're going to have a t-shirt, then you can use your ability or your newfound capacity. I feel like I'm trying to be too much of a merch cheerleader sometimes, but if you think about it, if you wanted to have the capability that you have with a Merch by Amazon account, which means access to $500,000 printers that Amazon is hiring three people in three shifts, 8 hours a day to run, and Amazon's world-class fulfillment and partnered UPS rates and customer service and everything, you'd have to spend $1 million. $1 million to have what Amazon gives us for free, right? So say you spent $1 million and you now have the ability to print all these t-shirts and you're in your hometown. You got to go out and hit the streets and get some business. Like, you're like, this isn't that hard. Wait a minute, I can make shirts for these guys. I can make shirts for these guys. You can go to local restaurants and say, hey, let's put some shirts up on your wall with an Amazon link underneath. And you drive all the traffic there and you won't have to do anything. And then people buy your shirts, then wear them around town. Or there's a local like food festival, like Taste of Wherever, and say, hey, you guys want t-shirts? Perfect. Let's set them up right here. You guys, you know, I'll put all the colors together and your customers can order and Amazon's gonna do all the work. And that way you can either make the money or you can tier up, because you probably have a lot of listeners who are like, yeah, I'm stuck at the 10 tier, nothing's selling, I want more slots. I'm like, dude, just go to one fundraiser and sell 50 shirts. You know, go, like, don't even do it for the money. Do it for the sales.
Do it, okay, because once you hit those 10 sales and you're up to the next tier, once you hit those 25 sales, you're up to the next tier.
10 to 25 to 100, then the magic really happens at 500. That's a big jump. You're going from 100, boom, now I have five times the capacity. And then by then you should be off to the races. But I think everybody should be able to sell 100 shirts locally. Go to your local churches. Go to your local schools and just offer to do things for them at cost. You know, either they can make the money if you're not going to sell shirts at cost, or sell the shirts at cost and be like, hey, this is what it costs. I'm not making any money. I just want to help you guys out. And then they're going to send you 50 sales, 100 sales, you know, whatever it might be. But that requires getting out of your house. That requires talking to people, which I know a lot of side hustlers, they want to stay home and not talk to anybody, right? Like, I get it. And if you don't want to, then that's cool. Don't. We can give you some other ways to sell more shirts. But do not overlook the ability to sell hundreds of shirts.
And you got my gears turning on how you would do this on at a local level. You know, we always have like these, you know, wine country festivals and stuff. It's like,
oh, exactly.
$50, you get a glass and you get unlimited pours and you get a t-shirt. And it's like, well, somebody's printing that shirt. So it's like, why not you? Or why not make those sales under your account so you can level up?
Well, you're solving other people's problems. Right. And now it's so weird. I didn't do this on purpose, but like 10 years ago, I was selling t-shirts when the Dallas Mavericks, this is when I lived in Texas, Dallas Mavericks were in the finals for the first time. I don't know if it was the first time or whatever it was. It's been a while. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna sell t-shirts. Now, I didn't sell Mavericks t-shirts. I didn't break any copyright or anything, but I did have the colors and I had like a 41 for Dirk and with a basketball. So maybe it was a little gray area. This is way before Amazon and all this stuff. And you had to buy the shirts up front.
Yeah.
Right? And I had to buy them in blue and green and white. And I had to have men's sizes and women's sizes. And then I mean, they were heavy. And I had to, like, separate them all out. And I was taking some orders online. And I would, like, go down to, like, American Airlines Center or Arena or whatever one was. And I was, like, trying to sell them down there. And I got in trouble for that. I was hustling, right? I'm, like, hitting the streets and doing this stuff. And, like, it was such a pain to do that. And if you think about it, it's, like these businesses, these fundraisers, these organizations, they're not interested. And if they've done it once, it's even better because they know they're not interested. They're like, I don't want to truck the shirts around. I don't want to take the pre-orders. I don't want to pay the money up front. I don't want to collect the money later. I don't want to deal with out of stock and shit. Like, then don't. Go up to them and say, Look, I get it. That sucks. But check it out. I'll put a shirt up on Amazon. Give everybody in your organization the Amazon link. They can buy whatever size color they want. You ain't got to do a thing. They're going to be like, yes, thank you. Let's do that. It's understanding their pain point and finding a win-win situation because of the ability and capacity that we have with a Merch by Amazon account, right?
Like, yeah.
It's just that easy.
Yeah, I'm thinking now of you getting the gears turning on. You could look at the calendar of upcoming events in your hometown and see who's in charge of that. And you could mock up a little design. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. Okay, so that's pretty cool. The local angle, different partnerships there. How about the social media stuff, like this Facebook group thing? Like, if you, like you mentioned a hunting example, right? So I imagine there's a million and one hunting related Facebook groups. Like, do you just go in there and be like, hey guys, I made this hunting shirt. I think you might like it. Or is there a little more subtlety to it?
Yeah, you go in, you spam them to death. First post, buy my stuff. You know, and like you start laughing because you know it's so absurd. But we see it every single day, and it just doesn't work. And I hate to just keep going back to relationships, but I think people really need to think about that and say, look, you need to find a win-win, right? And if someone's built up a large group, then no, you do not have the right to go in and promote and try to sell your stuff. Now, if you don't agree with that, okay, that's fine, right? Like, there was probably a time in my life where I didn't agree with that, but I was wrong. And if someone's thinking that you just have the right to spam other people's group, sorry, you're wrong. And you're going to learn that lesson either the easy way or the hard way. Okay, so you can try it and get kicked out, or you can listen to us here and we're going to tell you the best way to do it. You got to find a win-win. And if I had to give advice on how to go in and build up a relationship in a group where they're possibly going to let you promote a shirt, it's to make the admin look good, right? Like, if anybody's taking notes, that's the notes to take. Make the admin look good. Find out who the admin is. All the Facebook groups will tell you who the admin is, or just join and look and be like, oh, this guy posts all the time. Is he the admin? Yeah, he's the admin. Make them look good, right? So participate, help out, comment, answer other people's questions, be a part of the community. Doesn't take a lot of time. We're talking like 2 minutes a day. You can go in and people be like, hey, this Nick guy's like cool. He like answers my questions, or he likes my comments, or he encourages me when I have some success or whatever it is. Then find the admin and say, look, I design t-shirts. I think the group would really like them. And just start that conversation. And you don't know where it's going to go. It could be that he just says, yeah, cool, man, go for it. Right? That's a realistic possibility.
Yeah.
Or he's like, well, you know, I don't really want this, you know, to be, if I let you do it, I'm worried other people are going to do it. And say, totally understand. How about this? How about if I make a private listing just for your group at a discounted price? So normally this shirt's $19.99. I'll make an unlisted, which is an option when you list your merch by Amazon stuff. You can make a private link. So this private link's only $14.99 and only your group gets it. Right? Or maybe $17.99, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's only for your group. He's like, hey, that's cool. Because again, you're making him look good when he posts and says, hey guys, I got you guys a $2 discount off this shirt. Then everybody's like, yeah, my man, Steve, the admin, thanks so much for sticking up for us and getting us a discount. You made him look good, but you're the one who's going to get the sales.
I like it. I like it. What else you got?
You say, look, how about I give you 5 shirts to give away? Right? So you run a contest. Give away 5 shirts. I'll ship them, you know, and then, you know, just post a link. Anybody that didn't win, they can order their own. And the admin's like, yes, this makes it look like I'm giving away stuff. Everybody's like, my man, Steve, the admin, thank you so much for the shirts. The 5 people that win are going to be like, this is great. I got a free shirt. Steve doesn't have to do any sizing and ordering and all that. You do all that for them. It costs you the cost of 5 shirts, right? Which at cost is probably going to be like $11 to $13. And this is where I want, like, it drives me nuts. Some people are like, well, I'm not spending $60. And I'm like, well, what is the post worth to you, right? Do you think you're going to get 100 sales off it? Then it's worth more than $60. If you don't think you're going to get enough sales to even earn $60, then why are you even trying to sneak your link into this group, right? Like, think about it. Or just pay. Like, say, look, we talk about relationship here. How about just pay? Hey, Steve, the admin, I'm a shirt designer. I got some shirts I think your audience would really like. Do you have an advertising plan? You know, can I buy your header image for a month? Can I give you $100 cash to let me post this? Find out, like, find the win-win. Maybe Steve's like, yeah, give me some cash. I don't care. Right? Like, and we've gone all the way from asking and they say, yeah, sure, whatever, to just pay to play. Right? But it's all relationship and saying, what can I do for you? And it's a Gary V thing. If any of your audience listens to Gary V, where he talks about the 51% of a relationship, if you give someone 51%, more than half, to where they benefit more, where they'd be a fool not to take the relationship, then yeah, you got the technically short end of the stick, but you got 49% for free, which is better than the 0% you're going to get if you do nothing, or if you go in and spam, or if you it's so easy and obvious, yet people, like, they don't get it.
You ever go down the path of, like, just straight up shipping a shirt to the admin that you find? Be like, yeah, he looks like he's a large and I can find his address from who is or whatever, you know, database, and just spending that $13 and say, hey, you know, hopefully he likes this and maybe he'll share it in the group.
You could. Absolutely. You could. It's another Gary Vee thing. He used to call that surprise and delight.
Yeah.
Right. So you catch people off guard and you do something nice for them. That's very specific. You're not sending them, like, you know, the same old junk you send everybody. It's like, okay, I know this guy's into hunting. I send him a hunting shirt. You know, I might change my answer later, but right now I'd probably say ask first.
Okay.
Just because guys definitely don't do this to women. Okay. Like, don't send female admins stuff out of the blue that you don't know. It's going to come across as creepy. But guys, I expect you guys to use your judgment. If it's someone you're like, yeah, I know, I get that this guy would be happy with that. Like, I mean, like Casey Neistat gets random mail all the time. He expects it. But even if you just reach out, say, hey, you know, I'm a shirt designer. I'd love to send you some. So you keep the surprise. And they say, yeah, here's my address. Then send it out. Spend the money. If people are talking about, like, buying Facebook ads and, like, paid traffic, it's the same budget, right? This is the money I'm willing to spend to get some traffic, whether you give it away in t-shirts, give it away in cash, give it to Facebook in terms of ads, give it to Amazon in terms of pay-per-click. It's all money, right? So, and it's not that you have to do one or the other. Do all of them and be like, oh, this one works. I'm getting the most return by doing this. And then just do more of that instead of looking for this, like, golden bullet of, oh, if I just do this, I'm going to, like, make $1 million. It's not that easy. It's getting pretty easy, but it's not that easy yet.
Yeah. Have you had any luck on the Facebook ad front, speaking of, like, driving pay-per-click traffic or using their ad platform?
Not directly to a shirt. And most of the people in my group have reported kind of the same experience. And my conclusion is that people are going in for, like, the sale right away. And I encourage people to think about when they're looking through their news feed and all of a sudden a new ad shows up. You're now freshly targeted by an app or by a person or a company, or whatever it is. And I tell you, I scroll past it super fast because I'm like, that's an ad. Gone. Okay. Not even looking at it. But it's like if you see enough pieces of content from a page or a company or a person that's valuable. You know, it's the old thing called content marketing. You're giving people information. You're like, here's some tips to fix your own pipes if they leak, you know? And you're like, oh, okay, cool. I'm gonna read this. Even though it's from a plumbing company and you know, they're probably gonna sell you something later. They're giving you information that's valuable, or they're giving you something that's entertaining. They're giving you funny cat pictures. They're giving you funny short videos and they're getting like a little engagement. Like, okay, I like these guys. Because if you give them enough value at one point, then when you do have an ad, they're at least gonna like listen, pay attention, watch it, and not be like, screw those guys, they advertise to me. They'll let you. That's the Gary Vee jab, jab, right hook thing. And people thought that the right hook was the sale. The right hook was the ask for the sale or ask for business. So I think that's what people missed on the Facebook ad campaigns. They were putting out, they were like, hey, buy my shirt. And that's just not how it works. So it's a more of a longer term play to say, look, I'm going to try and sell dog shirts. So I'm going to create a dog page that has some funny dog memes and some dog videos and dog pictures. And like every 7th or every 12th or whatever post that I promote is going to be about the shirt.
Okay.
Or to get even just creative. There's a balance in between those two because I don't want to turn everybody off and say you have to build this audience and it's a big plan.
Yeah. It's like a much longer term play.
That's longer term. But you can blend them together, right? So you can take a shirt and you can try to make some kind of content around that. That is watchable, that is funny, that is relatable. And then in that video or picture or whatever piece of content you make, it makes sense to say, if you want the shirt from this video, here it is. Or here's the saying from this meme on a shirt, right? So you're getting their attention with the content. And it's a new thing, it's fairly new, called Facebook Canvas ads. They look incredible on mobile, which is where most of the traffic's coming from anyway. I would need to spend more time with Facebook Canvas ads. You guys can Google that and find more info.
Okay.
But you can tie in products to the content that you make.
Have you seen any of the latest like JP Sears videos?
Oh, dude, that guy's genius, man.
So he's doing that with his videos. And he's wearing a specific shirt. It's like at the end of the video, if you want to buy this shirt, follow this link.
But he's put in the work.
Yeah, he's got a huge built-in audience at this point.
Right? He makes great content, long-form content. You know, like, he's not making that video in an afternoon.
No.
You know, it's well planned out. But he's built a whole brand, right? His ultra-spiritual brand, so he can sell shirts and books and other things. He's figured out what he's good at, what he enjoys. He's built a whole business around it. And now he's able to add. I don't think he's using merch. I forget what company he's using. But you can use merch to monetize your audience. So he's giving people entertainment, and he has a way to monetize once he builds that audience. You know how many more conversions JP is going to get sending people to an Amazon Prime eligible one click checkout page than to Teespring or any other merch type site?
And I was trying to figure out like what platform he was using, because I was like, oh, I love this idea.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is grand, you know, and I know a lot of YouTube creators. I've been reaching out to a few of them and we've become buddies, and I've seen some of them are using Patreon and they're using just these other merch fulfillment sites. I'm like, guys, I'm trying to get them to kind of see the light a little bit. Like, no. It's not exclusive either. That's one of the best things about merch. It's not exclusive. Get on merch. If you're having a success on other sites, great. Go for it. But I think everybody is missing a huge opportunity.
Along those lines, have you found it worthwhile to syndicate listings to other print-on-demand platforms, or just like trying to do the 80-20 of the ones that really are selling hot? Or it's a zero cost of sold business, but like there's a time cost in uploading all this stuff.
Yeah, that's the key, right? And merch isn't perfect, right? I get up here, I mean, I preached FBA for a long time. FBA was never perfect. It's still not perfect, right? And merch isn't perfect now, and it probably never will be perfect. But the imperfections can be made up for on the other platforms, right? So like merch only goes up to 3X. There's a lot of people bigger than a 3X who want your shirt, right? So put it on Teespring. Put it on these other sites that have additional sizes. Merch does not ship international. Guess what? More than just Americans wear T-shirts. So put your designs, especially your best-selling ones, because it is a time issue. Say, look, I'm at least going to put my best-selling 20% of my shirts on these other platforms that will ship international.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So along the lines of building, you know, a Facebook page, you know, on the dog themed, you know, shirts example, would you go to the extent of like building out an Instagram account, a Pinterest account to try and drive traffic through these other channels, or just say my time is better spent just coming up with new designs?
It's kind of a balance. It's not that there's one answer for everybody. Some people are going to be better at building an audience. Some people might have kind of a portfolio of shirts that makes sense to put them all under one brand and build out one page and like have one thing. But if you have multiple smaller brands, do you want to spend time making an individual Instagram account for each one of them? At some point, the diminishing returns will jump in and be like, yes, you should be spending more time designing. So I would encourage everybody to have a plan, right? What kind of shirts are you making? What makes the most sense? Join these Facebook groups and ask. Say, look, this is what I'm doing. If you're not comfortable in large groups, try to find a smaller group. Our generation has this curse of entrepreneurship opportunities. We have limited amount of time, and we've got to figure out what we're going to do with that time. And we have so many opportunities that no generation before us had, where it's like, now we have to like, really, should I do merch? Should I build an Instagram following? Should I spend more time on Snapchat? Should I learn this? You know, and we want to do all of it.
Right.
But the problem is you can't. You literally can't do all of it. So you do have to balance and say, yeah, this is my plan. And this is a line from a Rich Dad, Poor Dad book that I read, you know, what, 15 years ago. I didn't really understand it then, but I've been thinking about it recently. Is he would say, once you're like an entrepreneur and you have like a lot of success, like more opportunities come to you, right? As you become wealthy, then you're able to do more things. You're able to invest in things that you're only allowed to invest in if you make X amount of dollars.
Right.
And your world and life just changes. And people would say, well, why don't you get into this? Why don't you get into this? And he would say, because that's not part of my plan. And I was like, well, why wouldn't you if you're making more money? It makes more sense to me now, 15 years later after reading it, that you need to figure out your plan and stick with it instead of being like loosey-goosey and hopping from thing to thing, because then you're going to get off your plan. Right. And your plan is going to take you where you want to go. But if you keep, oh, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to learn this, and then the opportunity cost eventually catches up to you. So you have to like be strong and say, that's not part of my plan. I'm not going to do it. Maybe I'll revisit it later. Maybe I'm even making a mistake. Maybe I'll regret not starting an Instagram account this year, and be okay with those decisions, knowing that those, you know, saying no to a few things is going to allow you to say yes to so many other things, and then you're actually going to move forward instead of just treading water trying to do everything.
Right. No, you're totally right about the generational shiny object syndrome.
Oh, I suffer from it, man.
No, I do too.
I get it. I want to do all of it.
Having the discipline to say that's not part of my plan, that's not my one thing right now, is tough to come by.
That'd make a great merch shirt, by the way.
that's not my one thing right now. Okay.
Just point at your shirt when someone says something. No, not part of my plan. Read the shirt.
I know somebody's going to make that.
Yeah, free shirt ideas on the show today.
I love it. I love it.
We'll be right back with Chris's number one tip for Side Hustle Nation and my top takeaways from this call. But first, a word from our sponsor, PayPal.com. So like I mentioned, I use PayPal just about every day to send and receive payments online, hopefully receiving more than I'm sending. And they've put together a special offer for Side Hustle Show listeners to give your cash flow a boost. Because PayPal works with businesses of all sizes, they understand how time-consuming and sometimes capital-intensive running a business can be. That's why, for a limited time, PayPal Working Capital is offering business loans of $5,000. You can use that cash to invest in more inventory, to hire a new team member, or to build out a new product. Here's how it works, and you should know that there's no credit check or personal guarantee required, and it's not going to affect your credit score. First, sign up for a PayPal business account and start accepting payments within 60 days. Next, process at least $50,000 worth of payments and apply for PayPal Working Capital within 240 days. If approved, the funds will be automatically deposited into your PayPal account. Visit paypal.com/sidehustle to learn more. Additional terms and conditions apply to the 5/50 promotion. Please visit paypal.com/sidehustle for more information. Chris, any other traffic driving strategies you see working well for either yourself or people in your community?
I'm kind of obsessed more recently with just asking your social reach, like your Facebook friends, anybody, like if you're on Twitter, any sites like this, just asking, you know, like, what would you like to see on a shirt? And guess what? People are going to tell you and then make it for them. Like, it can be that easy. I do have like another secret weapon that I think people incredibly underestimate, and that's teenagers. Hopefully everybody knows a teenager, right? Either have a teenager living in your house, there's teenagers in your neighborhood. Ask a teenager what's hot, what's trending, what's cool, what do the kids say these days? They know. And if you just give them like $20, they're going to tell you. They're going to be like, sweet, I just made $20, you know? More people that I've talked to are like, I got this idea from my teenager. I got this idea from my kid. I say, how old's your kid? 14. Like, yeah, I knew it. I had to be a teenager.
I love it. We've got ideas galore on this show today. Chris, thank you so much for joining me. It's merch.life. You find links to the Facebook community over there. He's got 45,000 aspiring merch sellers in there. Some people are doing really well in there. And also masteringmerch.com, where you can grab a free copy of Chris's book called Merch Resources. Just pay shipping and handling on that. Again, masteringmerch.com. And let's wrap this thing up with your number one tip for Side Hustle Nation.
Number one tip, this is an easy one. It might be a variation of stuff that other guests have said, but it really is about taking action. Try it. Take some action. Request your merch account, merch.amazon.com. Upload some designs. See what happens. Learn a few things about, there's some free online designers to where you can make these images and upload them. And I think the biggest thing that keeps people from taking that action is that fear of failure. They're like, well, what if my shirt doesn't sell? Well, guess what? It doesn't matter. I've had 100 shirts not sell. And when they don't sell, Amazon takes them down. And I thank Amazon for it. Like, thanks for taking down my junk. I'll learn and I'll upload better stuff. Or they have fear of failure. I started my merch design business and nothing sold. And you're worried about what your friends or your family are going to say. And that just sucks. You're forced to hang out with your family. All right. So if your family's not supporting you, sorry, that sucks. Hopefully you can like kind of separate from it, not let them get you down. But if your friends are not supporting you, you guys need to get some better friends. All right. Because if you have fear of failure, if they want you to hold you down, that's just nuts. Because you get to choose which friends you hang out with. So do not hang out with people who are not supporting you. And just have no fear of failure. None at all. Just think 20 years in the future, you're going to be like, man, I can't believe I was afraid to upload that design. Like, it sounds ridiculous. Like, right. Who even cares? No fear of failure and take that action. And if you need help, reach out and get the help from me, from Nick, from other people in the Side Hustle Nation, whatever you need, reach out and get it so that time doesn't pass you by.
I love it. Chris, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Nick. See ya.
This edition of the Side Hustle Show is also brought to you by SendPro from Pitney Bowes. You've heard of Stamps.com, right? Well, SendPro has three times the features of Stamps.com at one-third the price. You're going to save a ton of time and money printing discounted stamps and shipping labels right from your computer with no special equipment necessary. That's right, that means no more waiting in line at the post office. Plus, you can quickly compare shipping rates and delivery times between the United States Postal Service and other major carriers to make sure you're always getting the best deal when you ship packages. Take advantage of Pitney Bowes' special negotiated rates and track all your shipments from one easy-to-use interface. Businesses can even mail now and pay later with flexible payment options. Visit pb.com/sidehustle to learn more and try SendPro free for 90 days. They're even going to send you a free 10-pound postage scale, which is yours to keep. And when your free trial is over, you'll get SendPro for just $5 a month. And that Side Hustle Show special rate is good for the lifetime of your SendPro subscription. That's $5 a month for SendPro versus $15.99 a month for stamps.com. Triple the features and one-third the price. But you can only get this deal for a limited time by going to pb.com/sidehustle. That's PB like peanutbutter.com/sidehustle to take advantage of this limited time offer. All right, my top takeaways from this call with Chris. Number one, Amazon is an amazing buy button marketplace, but you can amplify your results there if you can supply your own traffic. We've seen this to be true for physical products. We've seen this to be true for Kindle books. And I think we're going to see it continue to be true for shirts and other items that Amazon eventually rolls out, print on demand, where if you can give your listings a little push, it might not even need to be that much. That can spike your exposure inside of Amazon algorithms. If you can prove your product will sell and make Amazon money, they have a pretty good incentive to rank it better and give it a little more love internally. Takeaway number two is you know your margins, and that's a big bonus. If you're making $7 a shirt, you could spend theoretically $6.99 to get a customer and still come out ahead. This is in contrast to advertising a blog or even a freelance service where it's hard to say exactly what a sale is worth. It could vary, it could be zero, or you could even lose money if you underbid a project. But with merch, you pick your margins, and that gives you some room to play with on the marketing front. Of course, I would start small on any ad campaign, but you know your margin ahead of time, which is a big advantage, and I'm looking forward to testing out some of Chris's ideas, especially the AMS piece. Takeaway number three is don't fall victim to the curse of entrepreneurship opportunity. This will probably sound like a do as I say and not as I do kind of thing, but there are a lot of things that I don't do. I wish I could do them all, but I've had to prioritize and focus on the things that align with my plan at the moment, whatever that may be. Now, you're going to hear a variation of this in a lot of episodes, whether it's phrased as advice to niche down or get laser focused or to focus on the 20% of activities that are driving 80% of your results. And I, for one, love that we're living in an age where a curse of entrepreneurship opportunity is even a thing. That's the best curse ever. The challenge is to pick a thing and stick with it long enough to see some results. Notes and links for this episode are at sidehustlenation.com/merchmarketing. And while you're there, you'll be able to download a free PDF highlight reel from this chat with Chris. Such a creative dude. We've crossed paths a few times over the last couple years, but really cool to finally get a chance to sit down and pick his brain a bit. If you like what you hear on the Side Hustle Show, do me a solid. Hit the subscribe button in your podcast player app to make sure you never miss an episode. And that's it for me. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, let's go out there and make something happen. And I'll catch you in the next edition of the Side Hustle Show, where I'm diving into the listener mailbag for another edition of 20 Questions with Nick. I'll see you then. Hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.